Listen to these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with His people. He loves us. It's all about love with God. He's coming back soon. He has to come back and fulfill His word. God is justice. He does justice. But you may not like the justice as much as you like His mercy. The Lord loves us. And His return is swift. Once He takes His church with Him, once He comes back for His bride, the church, His true people, He's done it. At that point, He will have done it. And it'll be the tribulation period will begin. Many say we are already in the tribulation, which in a sense we are. The church has suffered persecution from the time that Christ came on the scene. But from that first day of Pentecost, the church was the enemy tried to stop it. And that's the point I want to make. Satan is trying to stop you from knowing God. He doesn't want you to know God. And people that love the world system don't want you to know God either. That's why what is good is evil spoken against. That's why you feel reluctant to serve God. When you hear the truth, people run from it. And they're being set up by Satan. Satan is behind everything wrong. He's trying to get you to choose to not love God's ways. First, he has to keep you ignorant. He has to hide the word from you. And my experience in this life, everyone that can be a blessing, everyone that can help you understand, the enemy will try to put a buffer between you and that person or those people. When people love the world, they become easy prey for Satan's ripoff. Remember the show Good Time? They say easy prey to ripoff. When you don't know anything, when you're unfamiliar with the God who loves you, the enemy will try to take everything you have. He comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And he uses tactics. If you have a devotion for God, he wants to kill that. He'll use lies, cold religion, man-made religion that won't work. You may hear me say sometimes that every route against that try to bypass Jesus Christ is a lie. And I mean that. That's true. And I say it because it's the truth. Satan is trying to destroy people. I'm not against people. But their belief system, I'm against their belief system because their belief system will destroy them. I have no animosity against the people. Sinners will sin. People will do wrong because they believe wrong. And they're already sinners in the first place. And Jesus came to solve every problem we have. He came to solve our sin problem, which he did. He did a good job of solving our sin problem. He died for us, that we may live. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. The job is done. You got to believe on Jesus. And people always want to say, what about people that hadn't heard? What about people that believe different? What about people that grow up believing different? They need to know, and you need to tell them. And we tell people by living the life of God. Everybody you know, there are people in your family that don't understand. There are people that even went through the church and still don't understand. How can that happen? But it happens. I had a shop, and I had a One of my customers took her children to church, and I knew she took them to church. And another customer I had was happened to be a pastor, and he went over and talked to her young children. They would have been elementary or middle-aged students. And he asked them, did they know how to go to heaven? And they didn't know. What's wrong with that picture? I saw them in church. I saw them hearing the word. But they didn't know how to go to heaven through Christ. And he explained it to them. Just because you take children to church don't mean that they listen. People are they listen to what appeals to them. Children wants to play. You can take them to church. Sometime they listen, sometime they may not. And everybody forgets. This is spiritual warfare. This is not your life. You were born in a war. Your life is important to God. But you got to choose to learn his ways for your own sake and the sake of your children. And you have to explain it, everything of God, in great detail. Now, I had a friend that was a Jehovah's Witness. He knew all about that doctrine, tried to get me involved with it. But I had already heard about Jesus, and they didn't like Jesus. Not the Jesus I serve. They want to go around him. And you can't. And remember, you get one chance to try whatever it is you believe. And the Mormons, they ride those bicycles. They go out and they look real dedicated. But their doctrine, they went around him too. I love people. I love the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Muslims and everybody else that breathes. Jesus didn't just die for me. He died for everybody, every soul. He paid the price for every soul, but it won't do them any good unless they believe on Jesus. Now, if you let Satan trick you into believing something else, if you're going to believe something else, that means you got to deny what Jesus did. You can't do both. Either he's your savior or he's not. In your eyes. In your heart. But if he's your savior and you believe from your heart, nobody can take that away from you. You have a reference. You have the peace of God. In previous broadcasts, I talked about how when people are not Christians, they don't have that peace. They don't know what it's like. When you surrender to the Lord, when you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have fellowship with God. And that's a peace that surpasses all understanding, even yours, even mine. No matter what Satan did after I believed on Jesus Christ, he couldn't take that peace from me. I know now. Now, just like those two boys I was talking about earlier. When I grew up in a Christian home, and I didn't know. I knew Jesus was important. I knew that he died for me. But there were details I didn't know till I was 10. One of my cousins, he was 3 years older than me, talked to me about the Lord and explained it. And he was accurate. And I wanted to know how to get saved. I used to think that God would select who's going to get saved. That was a doctrine of predestination. And sometimes Christians have not been as clear as they needed to be on predestination. Jesus died for these are the facts. Jesus died for every soul born, from Adam to the last man born. He died for us all people, not demons and not angels. He died for men. And women, boys and girls, people. Their sin debt is paid. They just got to believe it. If they don't believe it, it don't apply. Period. Now, there are those who God knows will get saved. So he knows that their heart will love him and they'll seek to honor him. So for their sakes, he He makes sure they hear the gospel because he know they'll respond. And they do, every one of them, because he knew that they were here, and he will not waste his blood. But anybody can get saved. Some people will get saved under certain conditions. If they get enough information before their heart gets hard. That's why the enemy tries to keep he wanted prayer out of school, and he wanted God out of the mind of the children. He didn't want the gospel preached to the children. He wanted a chance to harden their heart first and get them educated in the world system. See, you're not going to go to God with a hard heart. It's not going to happen. And he knows this. He's crooked that way. But you got to be wiser than that. When you hear the gospel, that's where your faith comes from, to believe in the first place. And he's trying to steal that from our young people. Now, you go to college without God. You have no mind to serve God. And he's turned your heart against God. He's made you angry. He's given you false opinions of Christians and the people of God and Jesus himself. And then life happens. Things go wrong. And you have to work with people that are Christians, and you find out they're not like you were told. And they're the best friends you could ever have. And they live a life that's just golden. A life full of love. And no matter what the professors in college and the other students say and all their opinions, when it gets down to the wire, they're the people that will stick with you more than anybody. And you were taught that they hate people. We don't hate people. I don't hate nobody. I'm just going to tell you the truth. And these are days that people don't want you to tell the truth anymore. I don't care about hurting people's feelings. You got to get out your feelings and look at the truth of things. God did a work for us that the angels desired to look into. Now, don't let the enemy steal from you. See, when you go out there without God, your life feels okay. You don't know what you're missing. You don't know the peace. So you don't value it. Just like a pig wouldn't value a diamond. Pigs don't value diamonds because they can't taste them. It's not corn. Even the dog won't value a diamond or a pearl or anything that we would value because they don't. They can't eat it. They only value what they can eat and mud that they can lounge in. The pigs do. But when you have a reference for something. Some people don't even value diamonds. A child wouldn't know what it was. They'll say, that's pretty, and they'll skip across the lake. It's worth $300,000. But people that know better value it, just like heaven, just like Jesus. Jesus is the only way out of this. I sympathize with all people to a point. To a point. When you hear the gospel, you're going to miss the point if you don't look at the love of God in it. And if you look at the background of man, Genesis chapter 1, you see that we have a problem. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God told him not to. And sin entered the world. People who judge against God, they're doing so without all the information. If you don't receive the love of God and the love of what he did, why he did it, the fact that he loves us no matter, even though we did him wrong, God could have walked away and just let man self-destruct and that would have been the end of it. But he made a way out. And he did what he did these things the right way. He could have wiped Adam out and waited for his lease to expire and started over with somebody else. But he loved that man. He loved you. He loved me. See, when God made Adam and Eve, the seed of everybody was in them. So we had to be born through him, or we couldn't exist, I believe. He loved us, so he saved us. He made a way of escape for everybody. Now, the only difference between those who, some people, no matter what happened, they'll believe. Some people will believe under certain situations. So what the enemy do, he try to create situations that to keep them from the destiny of heaven. He try to get their heart hardened to the point that when the situation arises, they'll miss it. But the love of God in God's people can't prevent it. When we preach the gospel and help people understand what they're losing, see, your life, your victory, your life helps people understand what they're losing. And it's very important to understand what God has done for us. It's time now for people to know what God has done. Simple. The enemy, not only does he try to keep people from Christ, he tried to hinder people that are in Christ from living their best life, from acting on the love of God. So he has tactics against Christians. Older ministers become jealous of younger ministers and work against them. And I want to show you something. It's very important to understand. The enemy will do anything to rob you of salvation. He will do anything to destroy your life, and he will do anything to keep you ignorant so he can kill you. That's the only way he can fight God. He can't touch God, but he want to hurt his people, because Satan knows that God truly loves us. And I know that God truly loves you. And I know the future you can have with him. But if you do things the wrong way, if you don't receive salvation and the knowledge of his love, you won't believe and you won't go forward. And that's a tragedy. John pointed out that the love of this world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, that's the world system. And anybody that starts playing with the world will turn them into an enemy against God, even people of God, anybody, even people that were once devoted. But John also said, they that departed, they departed to show that they were not with us in heart. See, the real people of God, once they learn God, they're not going back to the world. No matter what happens against their life, even in their failures, they bounce back. And eventually, if you live long enough, you'll fail somewhere. Now, the Lord made it possible that you don't have to fail at all. You can be perfect in every situation if you really want to. But until the knowledge of God is formed in you, you can fail somewhere. And statistically, you will fail somewhere. But that didn't destroy your love for God. Once you learn how to stand, you'll stand. Once you learn how to succeed, you will. And some people don't know that they can succeed. They know that they can live in the light of the measure that they've attained already. But as a Christian man or woman of God, you can always do greater. You can always choose to do greater. You can always come forward. You can always live a better life. You're not stuck in yesterday. And you can go forward. The Lord loves His people, and He cares about us sincerely. It's time now for people to go forward in our battles. I've seen so many scenarios. There are people born in a good home around the encouragement of God, and they go to school and they watch TV and they see what other people are doing, and they get curious and they want to know what it's like out there in the world doing whatever you think you want to do. But the love of God always works. It works in every time zone, whether you're millennials or baby boomers or the X generation or whatever this generation is called. You are made in God's image, not Satan's lie. Your spirit man is designed by God. You don't have to be manipulated by the enemy, Satan. Your true life is in Christ. If you start doing the things that He say, you'll see why He said it. You'll see the love of God even more. Your life will build up. And you'll find out that your life is much stronger than it looks. And much greater than it seems. And everything that God have said, as I obeyed it, I said, I used to wonder, why did Jesus say some of the things He said? Why did He want me to turn the other cheek? People steadily doing me wrong. And I didn't know the value of those things till I did them. You have to do them. When you do those things, it works. And to my amazement, it worked good. And it caused me to want to trust God even more. Because He knows what He's talking about. He's coming back too. His return is very soon. And sudden. I want to see the Lord do the wonderful works of God. I want to see Him do these things. I want to see people in their best condition. And I want to know Him. And I endeavor to know the Lord. More and more. Every time I learn something from Him, I enjoy it. It helps me to live even greater and better. So I'm going to do these things. I'm having a good time. And now it's time for the Lord to return. And I'm not in a hurry for Him to return for my sake, because I have a good life. A blessed life. I'm learning more from Him. I enjoy every minute of the day. Some minutes more than others, but I enjoy them. Because no matter what's going on, I can think about the Lord. I can pray. And I don't have to do all the rituals that they used to do in the Old Testament days. I can pray wherever I am, whatever I'm doing. You know, a lot of times New Testament Christians don't appreciate what Jesus has done for them fully. Because if you stepped on a dead animal, you couldn't go in the temple. You were unclean. Under situations, you couldn't even go in the house of God. You had to wait a day. You had to go wash and wait till the next day, till evening time came. If you sinned against your brother, I'll say it an ugly word. You couldn't go and pray and just, you had to go, if you were poor, you had to get two turtle doves, take it to the priest and tell them what you did and offer it up to cover your sins that didn't wash it away. But if you say something in a steaming moment and you think about it, you can pray and ask forgiveness and go make it right. And you're back in fellowship with God again. And then you can go and learn, Lord, I don't want to ever do that again. And sometimes you have to do that. You have to go and say, Lord, I don't like flying off the handle like that. I don't like saying things that I shouldn't. I want to do right. And He'll help you do it. God is for you, folks. He's not against you. He loves you. He's trying to help you enjoy the privilege of living like He does. All of the emotional problems, all of the hurts, the pains of life, the Lord has solutions. One thing you got to understand, if you live according to His word, you can overcome all these problems. And the Holy Spirit will help you do it. He will guide you. Now, you'll do the work of it, but He'll guide you into all truth and help you succeed. He wants to. He's coming back for people who seek him and want to know him and love him. Even people who get saved and love God, they get to go too. But people who love the world, they will stay. He's not going to take the world back with him. Get out of strife with people. Love your brothers and sisters. And every time you say, well, they don't deserve my love. Did you deserve God's love? Really? God gave us a great love. He loved us while we were running from Him. It took wise preachers to catch up with you and get you in the kingdom of God. People that love you prayed you in. Now you got to do the same thing. Go pray somebody else in. Love the people around you, everybody. Even the people that's not popular. Love everybody. Treat people like they matter. Treat people like they have potential. Treat people like God loves them. Be an ambassador for God. Some people don't know what it's like. They would love to know what it's like. But Satan has put barriers up so they can't get in the kingdom of God. He gave them opinions. And he tried to give them convictions against God. And they don't know what they're throwing away. They're like pigs stepping on diamonds. They're like pigs not knowing the value of diamonds. They'd rather have cheap corn. Everybody that loves this world system, they'd rather eat the world system. They'd rather play with the world than understand the love of God. Represent Him. Follow Him. Be interested in people because God is. Just like He loves you, go love people just like Jesus loved you. Now, we can't do what Jesus did for anybody, but we can tell people what He did for them already. And invite people to listen to these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. It's here to be a blessing. After the rapture, I'm sure the enemy is going to try to have the website removed when he gets power. But until then, we got to use it like a tool. And I pray that it will last a very long time. And God will honor my prayers. I've taken authority over Satan so he can't hinder you from hearing. So go forward in the love of God, doing all that's in His heart, trusting the Lord, taking Him at His word. And you can't get to know the Lord unless you act on His word. But if you act on His word, you can get to know Him. I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.